He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. Hope you had a great weekend. And look, I know that some of you guys have boycotted the NFL, boycotted this league, that league, whatever. And I know that some of you haven't. Do whatever you want to do, like as always. You do you. But I haven't, and I've said that before, and some of you are mad about it, and that's okay too. Because I care about football too much. Just a big part of who I am, who my family is, just always been a big thing for us. So I care a lot. And it was a disappointing day for me with another Vikings loss yesterday. And then I also got knocked out of my last man standing league, which is BS because the damn Jaguars decided to show up and do something. Or you could say the Bills decided not to show up, one of the two. But the Jags pulled a win out of their ass, knocked me out of that. So it wasn't a good day. But regardless of where you are on the league, you likely at least saw one story over the weekend, really the end of the week leading into the weekend. And that was the one involving future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he tested positive for COVID. And even though he's on our mortal, the Packers and the Vikings, of course, are bitter rivals. But even though he's on our mortal enemies team, I got to tell you, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him because he didn't cave to the vaccine nonsense. Just told the team, hey, I'm immunized. Let's carry on. Didn't wear a mask, didn't do any of that stuff. Which is Miller's law, right? Because technically it's true. He is immunized. He just hadn't had the COVID vaccine. Someone asked you, have you had the vaccine? Yeah, I've had the vaccine. You didn't clarify which vaccine. I have had a vaccine. Anyways, well, he wasn't. He got COVID. And before we touch on this any further, let's laugh about the faux outrage for a second that's occurred. Because even if he had gotten the vaccine, we all know now that it doesn't change a damn thing. He still could have gotten COVID. He could have spread COVID. All of those things. We've seen coaches and players that are fully vaccinated miss games, miss practice. You know why? Because they got COVID. They still got it. We know this. You know people who've likely gotten COVID who had the vaccine. So there's all this out. Oh my gosh, he lied about it and then he got it and he put other people in jeopardy. Yeah, he could have gotten it anyways. It doesn't mean a damn thing. It doesn't mean anything. But it's a story because they're mad that someone being prominent who has a platform who can really crush their narrative, but someone in general, and then again, particularly Aaron Rodgers because of the platform that he has, that someone didn't go along with their narrative. They're mad that he lied, but they're not really mad about that. They're really mad about the narrative piece. And now they're even more mad because of this.
I'm 48 hours in, and I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan, after he got COVID. And I've been doing a lot of the stuff that he recommended in his podcasts and, you know, on the phone to me. And I'm going to have the best immunity possible now based on the 2.5 million person study from Israel that people who get COVID and recover have the most robust immunity. And I'm thankful for people like Joe stepping up and using their voice. I'm thankful for my medical squad. And I'm thankful for all the love and support I've gotten. But I've been taking monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, zinc, vitamin C and D, HCQ, and I feel pretty incredible.
Okay, so you said a lot there.
Oh boy, he said the I word, ivermectin, and he feels great. Good for him. He did ivermectin, he did hydroxychloroquine. He did all those things, a regimen that a lot of people have done and has been super successful. But again, people are butthurt. You gotta be butthurt because he's doing something that goes against their narrative. He's doing something that doesn't make them feel comfortable, that either doesn't pad the pockets of big pharma, politicians, the elite, what have you, or it makes the people who have gone the other path who are saying, man, I keep hearing about this other cheap regiment that's working for everyone. But our friends in the news keep telling us not to believe it. Say that it's horse medicine. Say that it's this, it's that, it's ridiculous. So those people are just pissed because they're hearing more and more, and they're hearing not just small-time people talk about it, not that it matters, it shouldn't matter, but they're hearing Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Aaron Rodgers, so many others, for Pete's sakes, who have gotten it, done this regimen, and by the way, their symptoms were crushed. They were pushed way down, have had fast recovery times. It worked well. Myself included, the second time I had it, I did the exact same thing. Z-Pak, prednisone, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, a couple other things, kicked the virus's ass. It works. It works, but people are so angry that it goes against what they're being told is right. Or in the case of, again, Big Pharma, what they know is not right, but they know helps their pockets. Here was Terry Bradshaw, though, this week, and of course, Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, on the set, pregame set, talking about it, whining about it, going after Aaron Rodgers. Take a listen.
I'd give Aaron Rodgers some advice. It would have been nice if he'd have just come to the Naval Academy and learned how to be honest.
Yeah.
Learn not to lie, because that's what you did, Aaron. You lied to everyone. I understand immunized. What you were doing was taking stuff that would keep you from getting COVID-19. You got COVID-19. Ivermectin is a cattle dewormer. Sorry, folks. That's what it is. We are a divided nation politically. We're a divided nation on the COVID-19, whether or not to take the vaccine. And unfortunately, we've got players that pretty much think only about themselves. And I'm extremely disappointed in the actions of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, another thing
It is not a horse dewormer. It's not. Is it used for that? Sure. Has it been used for this? All sorts of other things? Of course. But that is just a very lazy and for them, comfortable narrative that is simply not true. It's used for all sorts of things. Humans being a huge portion of that. They've been using this on humans for a long time. Same with the Quins. Hydroxychloroquine, all these other Quins have been used on people forever successfully. But these people like Terry Bradshaw, they're so uneducated. Either they're uneducated, they're stupid, they're a combination of both, or they're willing to perpetuate a lie. None of those situations are good. But they're not doing their research. They're simply repeating. They're playing the phone game. And it's like that because they keep giving out worse versions of what they really think. But they're just spreading what the media and Fauci and Pfizer and people like that are telling them to think. And Big Pharma hates this stuff. Why? Because it's cheap. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are cheap, dirt cheap. So it doesn't help them. Doesn't help them at all. If they're trying to sell this vaccine, they're trying to work through their government contracts to say, hey, we're going to mandate this, we're going to do this, you're going to get a shit ton of money for it. And we're obviously, that benefits them a great deal. So why would you want something that's helpful at treating individuals with COVID, whether trying to get ahead of it or treating it if they have it with a cheap drug? Of course, they hate that. And back to Terry Bradshaw. I mean, he's mad because, again, he's either uneducated or he's a willing liar that's trying to stay on narrative. And I get it. He wants his cushy job. He's got a great job. I'd love to sit there and talk all week about football. I'd love to get paid a shit ton of money to do it. So I understand he wants to keep his job, but you can tell where he's coming from because you're attacking what you would call NFL royalty right now. Aaron Rodgers is NFL royalty. And I guarantee you, if you're Terry Bradshaw or any of the critics or haters that are out there that have come down on Aaron Rodgers, if they were in this situation and something wasn't working in the hospital and someone said, hey, we could try this and it could save your life, they would do it and then they would praise it. But because they think they're safe, they just tear into other people who are saying that. And he hasn't been in that situation. I hope he doesn't. I'm not cheering for something bad to happen to Terry Bradshaw, by the way. But it's like I've always talked about the examples with, oh, we're against this kind of interrogation. We're against this kind of operation or this. Okay, well, cool. You wouldn't be against it if your daughter was kidnapped and time was precious. And you needed every second, and you were willing to do it. You'd do anything to get that information out of that person. Same thing here. You're dying. You'll try anything if it's going to work. So it's easy to stand back and Monday morning quarterback this thing, which actually works in this case because it's two quarterbacks that we're talking about. But it's easy to do that, but I guarantee you, if he was in that situation, that he would try something different. And he would have a totally different response on it. But he doesn't have to even get to that point. He could just talk to people who have done it. He could just talk to doctors who have prescribed it. He could just look at data that shows how and when this has been used for long, long periods of time and how successful it's been. But they won't, because they got to stay on narrative. Got to stay on narrative. And guys, I say this all the time. I don't care if you got vaccinated. I don't care if you did this or that. You've got to do what's best for you. I don't care if you boycotted football. I don't care if you still watch football. I don't care if you rewatch football games. Whatever. But when it comes to these drugs, when it comes to almost any problem that we face in life, there's almost always multiple ways to achieve something. In this case, treat a very contagious, not that dangerous virus in COVID. There's multiple ways to do it. Multiple ways to do it. Think about what people are arguing against. When it comes to this conversation, they're arguing against ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Why? Why are they arguing against it? Get past the initial lazy, they, well, this is made for horses, and this is, no, it's not. I'll just do some basic research, you'll see that it's not. But why are they arguing against it, and then moreover, who's benefiting from it? I'm so damn tired of this lazy-ass narrative that the other side keeps peddling. And then they say, we're trying to divide the country by pushing back and spewing misinformation. It's not misinformation. I get it. In this day and age, asking questions, reasonable, fair questions, is considered misinformation. You're considered a domestic terrorist, in fact, for questioning the White House and the official narrative. But that's not, it's ridiculous. So good for Aaron Rodgers. Did he lie? Yes. Is that wrong? Maybe. Who cares? Because he was doing it in defiance of a bullshit mandate and bullshit rules that make no sense for anyone. So I'm proud of him. He can be, I'm going to be watching him in a couple weeks. And he's our bitter rival. And I hope we beat him. We won't. The Vikings just disappoint. There's two guarantees in life. You're going to die and the Vikings will disappoint you. But I'm damn proud of him for doing his own thing. And for standing up to people now who are saying, how dare you have your own opinion? How dare you make decisions for yourself about your body, about how to handle this virus? Insane. All right, going to continue on with COVID here in a second. Real quick, though, hit that like button, whichever platform you're on, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. It's the plus sign over on Rumble. Please make sure you're subscribed. If you're listening on the podcast, we would be so honored if you would give us a great review. Make sure you're subscribed there, too, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it. And then listen up, gun owners. Are you the protector of your family? Maybe it's just yourself. I don't care whether it's you or you're a one-person family. Then we have got the ultimate resource for you. We've talked about it a lot in the last week. We're going to keep talking about it. And it's all thanks to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Many of you have heard of them, but some of you haven't. It's an awesome resource for training, knowledge. You get self-liability insurance. You get all sorts of stuff by signing up. You know, again, training. If you think that you've had enough training, trust me, it's always evolving. You always need more. So you've got great training opportunities there, great knowledge base, great stuff that you can tap into. And like all of our sponsors, they do a ton to take care of us. They're amazing patriots, amazing supporters of the Second Amendment and your freedoms. So you've got to check that out. It's a win-win situation all the way across the board. And if you head on over there now, you'll get your complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. You can do all of this at uscca.com/Drew. Again, it's uscca.com/Drew. You're going to be glad that you did, guys. And don't just keep this to yourself. This is one of those things that you've got to share with other people, other like-minded individuals who love this country, love our freedoms, and or our gun owners and just need to step up their game and protect themselves more. Okay, so getting back to COVID real quick. U.S. health authorities, from an article here. U.S. health authorities are expanding the use of the vaccines, right? We see this all the time with the mandates that are out there. They're pushing a ton of stuff. The OSHA stuff, we're going to talk about the OSHA stuff in a second. That's going into effect. You've got all these mandates that obviously we've talked about ad nauseum on the show. But as they do so, as they mandate things, ruin people's lives in some cases, they're investigating more heart-related risks that are linked to the various vaccines, the various COVID vaccines, exploring lots of, according to the article, several emerging theories, including one centered on the spike protein that's made in response to the vaccination. And what they're seeing is that researchers, and we've talked about this, but researchers are not certain why the messenger RNA vaccines, you've got Pfizer, you've got BioNTech, you've got Moderna, but they're not sure why these are causing these inflammatory responses in the heart. What's myocarditis, and other issues in the heart. But as these studies continue to emerge, adding to, again, what should have been the discussion the whole time when it comes to these vaccines, because it's not the first time it's been discussed. Yes, they're pushing mandates more and more. But there's been concerns about this and a litany of other things for a long time now that just is, you know, pushed off the table when you bring it up. Again, questions are not permitted in this day and age in society. But it's been highlighted. It's been brought up. But big tech, the elite government, certainly big pharma, they don't want to hear it. They just want you to do it. No. That's just, it's either not true or it's happening to a small amount of people. Just do it. You'll be fine. Likely, maybe you'll be fine. They want you to do it. They want to pad their pockets. And we showed the clip last week of the FDA panel members talking about the efficacy of the vaccine for kids age 5 to 11. And they said, literally, not making it up, they said on the video, well, we've just got to get it. They didn't say this exact phrasing of getting it into the arms, but we've got to have the kids take it, put that shot in their arms so we can see how it performs, see how effective it is, see what the problems are that come with it. No. No. We see heart issues happening with people who get the shot. You're seeing that. There's data that's been talked about. We've talked about it. We're talking about it again as these mandates happen and researchers are looking at saying, hey, we should probably figure this out. But I don't care if it's a big number or a small number. Maybe the response should be, if we're seeing this data, hey, let's maybe slow down a little bit with the vaccine. Certainly not, let's not mandate it nationwide. Maybe we should look at just handling this vaccine like all past vaccines. Be sure it actually performs. Wait until we have the amount of time passed, which we have not, to have sufficient data to know what we're actually dealing with. Be sure it's not hurting people. But no, instead of that very scientific, traditional, common sense approach to things, we're seeing the biggest push and overreach being the bigger concern with this, but the biggest push and overreach in history for something that we're still learning about, that they're saying, hey, we need to mandate this. Your company is going to be fined and bankrupt. You're going to lose your job, whatever the case might be, if you don't get it. But as you get it, we'll try and figure out whether it works or not. We'll try and figure out what's causing issues with your heart. What's causing issues with this? Fill in the blank. It's insanity, guys. That's not how you do it. You don't take off with the plane and then say, let's figure out how to build the rest of it. Let's figure out the landing gear later. No. It's crazy. Speaking of mandates and the big push, though, as usual, Governor Ron DeSantis had some wisdom and common sense to share on these mandates. The OSHA rule, which is set to go into effect in January. And he said this about it.
I think it's interesting that this is being done under the guise of emergency power. This was announced 2 months ago. And it said this is an emergency and that this is grave danger is facing. Then why did it take you 2 months to issue the rule? And then, of course, the rule doesn't take effect until January, which is convenient because it'll minimize workforce disruptions over the holiday season, which we know we're likely to see anyways. And then this would only exacerbate that.
So exactly, right? I mean, if this was such a grave threat, then why aren't we rushing it through? Let's drop everything, anything and everything nationwide. This is the most important thing. Why isn't Congress and others mandated to get the shot if it's such a big deal? They're not. Because it's all a game. It's all politics, as he's saying. A lot of delays happening here with these mandates and some of the things happening. We talked about it. You've got business groups and unions and people pushing back saying, hey, if you want to have a normal Christmas, it's not going to be normal, by the way. But if you want to have a more normal Christmas with less shipping delays, less problems with workers and staff and this, that, and the other, you need to push these mandates back. Same thing with this kind of stuff. It's politics. They're trying to make this not look as bad. It's already horrible. But how do we make this less bad? So, hey, the answer is, you know what? Let's wait. Let's wait. We'll push this back. We'll push this back. And then come January-ish, it'll be an emergency again. It will be so dire that we'll get it passed and get it going. They don't understand the term emergency, apparently. They're making up terms. They're changing terms all the time. Like, they don't understand freedom. You can't actually dangle freedom and offer freedom. Freedom is freedom. But they just, oh my God, It's enraging. And I'm glad things get delayed. And I'm glad some of these things have gotten pushed back some. But it should show how BS they all are. How arbitrary these dates and mandates all are. Flew again this week. Love hearing the airlines talk about how this is federal law. It's not federal law, people. Stop listening to that. Stop believing that. Lastly, then we'll take a break. Speaking of mandates, I'm just going to say I'm disappointed in this. Newsmax caved to the Biden vaccine mandate and will comply, forcing their employees to get the jab. That's the latest. Maybe they'll change, maybe they won't. And look, I get it. The fines are crippling. What do you do? Your choice is basically stay in business or go out of business. And they're not as big as a Fox or a place like that. Their cash and their pockets aren't as deep. Their attorneys maybe aren't as good. Maybe they are, but I may be being presumptuous there. But I get that they don't have the financial resources that Fox does. And Fox is complying, of course, because they're more in line with what's going on in the world. But I was disappointed to see them cave. I get it. I guess I'm more just disappointed that we're all in this situation where you've got companies and you've got places like Newsmax, you've got places that might be your own business, your friend, your brother, your sibling, your spouse's business, whoever who's dealing with this now. I'd suggest breaking it up into smaller entities. So no organization has 100. Cap it off. Different things. I don't know. I don't know if you can legally do that. But figure out something to push back. Disappointed to see that from Newsmax. But it is what it is, I guess. All right, we've got a couple other things that we're going to hit on the other side. And then we'll get out of here for the day. Stick around. We'll see you there. Hey guys, are you getting the best night's sleep of your life? Because if not, you need to head on over to MyPillow.com and support a great American company that supports this show. You can get mattresses, mattress toppers, pillows, blankets, pajamas, dog beds, slippers, you name it, they've got it all, folks. And the best part is you can save up to 66% by using promo code Drew. That's D-R-E-W, promo code Drew at MyPillow.com. Man, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control, and some are very much within. And one that you can control without a shadow of a doubt is what's happening south of your border. And I'm not talking about the southwest border. I'm talking about your junk. And UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days don't provide actual support. They just smash your goods against your thigh, resulting in sweating, sticking, rubbing, all sorts of nasty stuff. Ladies, don't act like you haven't seen your man try to navigate his way out of such awkward situations. It's no good for anyone. But the good news is UFM's patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch, which allows you to increase the support to your preference, and it provides actual support. What a novel concept. Just think of it like social distancing, but in your pants. UFM moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use, and even some medical applications as well. So support your manhood, treat yourself right, you deserve it, men. Go to UFMunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to get $6 off.
With Big Tech's rampant hatred for conservative thought and their devious suppression tactics, Drew, and This Is My Show, is staring down uncertainty like never before.
You can support the show by continuing to listen, watch, engage, and share. And you can play an even bigger role by donating to the show. You can do so directly at drewberquist.com, then click support. Any amount is helpful in our fight with big tech, and individuals that hit certain thresholds will be given producer credits on This Is My Show episodes. Again, that's drewberquist.com, then click support and get engaged with the fight. He served his country fighting extremists overseas and now exposes radical democratic extremists right here at home. This is Drew Berquist, and this is his show.
All right, then let's just hit on some quick stuff before we get out of here for the day. We had talked briefly last week about can't believe I have to say this, Biden potentially pooping his pants while meeting with the Pope. Such a fun and uplifting headline to discuss. Says a lot about our country and our leader, finger parents. But adding to this, right, and well, we'll get to it. But adding to this, there's the story, you know, he had all these trips. He was gone on all these trips. Story that Breitbart ran, some others ran it too, that you had the Duchess of Cornwall, who's been telling people that Biden made his own contribution at the global supplies of natural gas when he, quote, farted loudly in front of her at Glasgow. At the COP26, the climate conference and summit that was taking place and then we reported on. And apparently she says she was blown away, pun intended, by the smelly incident and, quote, hasn't stopped talking about it since. She said it was long and loud and impossible to ignore. Impossible to ignore. And then they talked about how, ironically, he had earlier pledged, of course, when he was there, that one of the most important things that we have to do as a society, not global society, is reduce our methane emissions as quickly as possible. He was not able to do it himself. But a reminder, okay? Look, everyone's made a mistake in the gas department before, right? We have. You might be denying it, but you have. Some of you are right now, which is weird. But it's embarrassing when the leader of the free world, at least that role used to be. I don't think that the current president fulfills that title and even is given that title by other people. But most of the time people assume, hey, if you're the president of the United States, you're the leader of the free world. And you're farting in front of other world dignitaries. And that this is after, in the same week, a possible pant pooping incident with the Pope. Which I'm not claiming happened for sure. I know there's people saying, oh, of course that didn't happen. The fact checkers are all out saying it didn't happen. None of us were there. None of us were thankfully in his pants to be certain of that. But again, as I said, the week that it happened, it's not out of the realm of possibility, guys. We can all see Joe Biden shitting his pants. Sadly, we've got a lot of politicians like Nadler and others who have done it. But this was in the same week, so we've got the farting incident. We've got the possible alleged pant-pooping incident. And in the same week where he clearly, there's no hiding this, there's no disputing this, clearly fell asleep for approximately 1 minute at the climate summit, at the COP26. Had to be woken up by an aide. Someone get over there and wake the damn president up. That happened. All of it happened. We look amazing right now, right? I loved this clip from yesterday, too.
I'm going to get in real trouble. This is the last question I'm taking. You can decide who I'm pointing to.
So, again, he gets in trouble. He gets in trouble because he isn't in charge. And then he just decides to basically play pin the tail on the donkey and point randomly to take questions. His last question. We look so good. And some of you are saying, well, because I know you are, whether it's here in the chat, on Facebook, wherever, or just even to your friends. Maybe you're not typing it out or sending a nasty gram email into the website or the show. Some of you are saying, well, it's better than Trump. No, it's not. It's not. You don't have to like Trump. That is totally fine. I think that our country has to be about more than Trump. It has to be about more than just our party. It has to be about our country. It's not. It's divided. We all hate each other. But this is not good. You don't want allegations, true or not, ones that jive and make sense of your leader possibly pooping his pants, farting in front of other dignitaries, falling asleep, always touching, groping, sniffing, smelling children and women. You don't want that. So don't compare that. We always say compare the person that is in office to what the office is supposed to be. So if you had a problem with Trump's tweets and you thought he said things meanly, okay. He was not presidential in that sense. No, he got a shit ton done. He did some really good stuff. But if you had a problem with that, fine. But let's address the monkey in the room right now. Let's address the person who is in that role, and let's address and compare that person to what the office should be, to what our country should be. And if you can do that and say we're in good shape, man, you're not in good shape. And I don't even wish you well. I just don't think it's possible for things to go well for you. Like, you're just that far off the reservation. So let's look at it in simplistic terms. Let's not compare. Let's just say that this guy's a mess. And by the way, speaking of a mess, you probably saw this on social by now. It's an old clip. But because of my career in the intel community, passion for Afghanistan, spending a huge portion of my adult life there, we have to show this because this was Joe Biden back in 2007.
It's how we end this war. And it makes a big difference to tell the American people the truth about what our options are in ending this war. If tomorrow the order goes out from the president, I'm president of the United States, I issue an order, end the war today, begin to withdraw all American troops. It will take a year to get the American troops out. Do you hear me now? That's the truth. It will take a year to get them physically out. Now, if you leave all the equipment behind, you might be able to do it in 7 months. And you leave those billions of dollars of weapons behind, I promise they're going to be used against your grandchild and mine someday.
Wow. Such a stark contrast to now. I mean, wouldn't it be great if he still felt that way? If he still felt like the things that he said there, that those weapons will be used against your grandchildren and mine. Yes, they will. We gave them more weapons than they've ever had. We gave them more money, more territory, more legitimacy than we ever have, than they've ever had before. It's a more dangerous country than it was pre-9/11. And if you had someone who believed what he said there, and it matters how we end it, how we end matters. Yeah, no shit it does. That's what we've been saying. You can agree with leaving, want to stay, whatever your policy is. You've got to do it the right way. If it's hey, we're leaving, okay. If that's what makes sense. But you got to do it the right way. He literally did the exact opposite of what he used to be. And as I always say, he came up with a worse ending than anyone could have imagined. You couldn't have sat there and storyboarded a worse ending than what happened in Afghanistan. When even he was able 14 years ago to come up with, now I get it, his mind was in better place, and he's dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's, both, whatever he's dealing with now, and can't even not poop his pants. But like 14 years ago, as a Democrat, you saw, when it comes to this issue, a somewhat reasonable thing that we needed to do. You saw it in practical terms. Like, yes, I would like, regardless of how the Democrats view this or that or any other issue, maybe there's, hey, I would like to do this, but I know I can't do it this way or it's going to go horribly. You saw that 14 years ago. And then you just literally, months ago, created one of the biggest international blunders in the history of time, going directly against what you used to think. Remarkable. Then finally here, we'll end on this. This was Biden's energy secretary, Granholm, who was on CNN saying, not only are we, the administration, not us, taking your jobs, making you suffer through inflation, crazy-ass prices on everything, all sorts of nasty stuff, but you're going to be cold.
Should Americans in what will likely be a cold winter, most of them are, expect to pay higher prices for heating their homes?
Yeah, this is going to happen. It will be more expensive this year than last year.
So again, we're forcing you out of work if you don't comply with us. We're dangling freedom, saying you can have freedom if you follow our rules, which again is not freedom. So you have less money. We're promising you won't pay more taxes, just higher prices on every item that you buy. So it's the same thing. And as you struggle, if you want to be warm, you're going to pay the piper for that too. Great news, everybody. Great news. And to be clear, I'm against heat. I'm an anti-heater kind of guy. I grew up in Minnesota. We'd sleep with our windows open in the winter because sleeping cold with just more blankets is the best. But I get it. A lot of people don't feel that way. A lot of people aren't crazy like me. I've clearly got some issues. More than you probably want to know about. But we're in bad shape. And they're just saying this all the time. And you hear the press secretary, the deputy press secretary, sharing similar messages all the time. Like, well, unfortunately, gas prices are just going to suck. Unfortunately, this is going to suck. Unfortunately, this problem is going to be bad. As if it's okay because we're telling you that everything is bad. So at least we're being fair and transparent, which they're of course not. But we're in bad shape. We're paying through the roof for everything. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy time. And it's embarrassing to be where we are right now. It's embarrassing that our country is so disrupted so easily over such stupid stuff. And it's embarrassing that we're sending a guy who doesn't remember his name overseas to simply fart in front of dignitaries, make a fool of us, fall asleep, do all these things. We deserve as a country better. And I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, we deserve better. Everyone's got to get over their bullshit little niche politic ideals and thoughts and start thinking about the damn country before it's gone. Start thinking about it. Because I'm telling you, we're teetering on the edge. We had a great win this past week in Virginia, a great almost win in New Jersey. Those were all good things for freedom. And by the way, talking to a GOP friend of mine last night, insider, you got to keep in mind, a lot of the conservatives in Jersey have left. So you damn near won New Jersey with people who were independents and or some on the other side who are like, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. We're going to bat for the other side. We're going to try and play this a different way. I think there's some encouraging stuff going on, but that's the kind of change that we need. We need people to see the left for what they are right now. They're radical, anti-American people who want to change this country, who want to strip you of your freedom. They want to keep you poor, and they want to make themselves in that much better of a situation. We can't have it. We can't have it. We're going to continue to push back against it here. We're going to continue to push for common sense here. There's going to be times, guys, and you see it all the time, where I don't go as far right on. There's issues where I do maybe go further right. There's some issues where it's like, hey, let's just be normal. Can we just let's just try that? I know it's a curse word these days to say normal. It's bad to ask questions. It's common sense isn't so common anymore. I know all those things are true, but like, let's just try. Let's shoot for that. It would be really, really damn helpful. Not just for the country, but it would be helpful for your family, for your friendships, for your work relationships, all of which are probably teetering on the edge as well, if it's anything like everyone else that I talk to. Normal. Normal, people. Let's be normal. All right, we appreciate you guys for being here. Make sure you do hit that like button on the way out. Again, big shout out to our sponsors, USCCA, Mammoth Nation, UFM Underwear for Men, MyPillow. So many other people who support the show in different ways. We're grateful for all of them. Please check them out. You can always see their information in the show notes, including some very special discounts, other promotions that they're running. So check all those out. Again, thanks for being here. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Be safe, be smart, be free.